Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The right fielder, Steve Hovley. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Danny Walton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jerry McNerney. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ted Kubiak. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marty Patton. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Marty Patton. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting third. The left fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Roberto Pena. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Fernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Catfish Hunter. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Catfish Hunter. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper strikes out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pena fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday takes first base on ball four. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is called out on strikes. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hunter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pena fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops it up and throws to first, with Patton covering, for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. Two outs. Roberto Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pena juggles the ball. That's an error on Pena. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton bunts in front of the plate. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. Kubiak moves to second. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kubiak scores. That run is unearned. It's 1 to nothing, Brewers. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to second. Two outs. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hovley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hovley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops it up and throws to first, with Patton covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0 for 1 in the game. Walton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0 for 1 in the game. McNerney hits a line drive towards short. Campaneris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alou. The throw from McNerney and he is safe. Alou steals second. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. Mincher hits a line drive into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper misplays the ball. That's an error on Harper. Alou moves to third. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peña for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves takes first base on ball 4. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubiak hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 0 for 0 in the game. Patton strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter bunts towards first. Hegan juggles the ball. That's an error on Hegan. Fernandez moves to second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive towards first. Hegan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Monday hits a line drive into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alou is hit by the pitch. Fernandez moves to third. Hunter moves to second. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hovley hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0 for 2 in the game. Walton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 2 in the game. Mincher hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. Green moves to second. Two outs. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fernandez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher juggles the ball. That's an error on Mincher. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0 for 2 in the game. McNerney bunts towards the mound. Hunter fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Alvis hits a line drive into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 2 in the game. Kubiak is walked intentionally. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 0 for 1 in the game. Patton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tito Francona pinch hits for Catfish Hunter. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sal Bando pinch runs for Tito Francona. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 3 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Monday hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bando moves to second. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Alou hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John O'Donohue now pitching. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bando scores. Monday goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Athletics. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from McNerney and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 3 in the game. Mincher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Diego Segui now pitching. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive towards short. Campaneris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hobley takes first base on ball 4. Harper moves to second. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0 for 3 in the game. Walton strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the Athletics 2, and the Brewers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Green hits a line drive into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peña hits a line drive into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0-for-2 in the game. McNerney hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Valdespino pinch hits for Max Alves. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino strikes out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kubiak strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 2, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.